USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
10 people were killed and 3 were wounded by a gunman who was wearing military gear and was live streaming his attack with a helmet cam. The suspect surrendered to authorities Saturday afternoon. He is described as an 18-year-old white man who drove hours to the supermarket in Buffalo, New York, where the shooting happened, from a county authorities say is hours away. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn says the supermarket is in a predominantly black neighborhood just north of downtown Buffalo.
We have evidence in custody right now that shows that there is some racial component to these alleged actions.
Authorities have called it a hate crime and racially motivated violent extremism. Flynn says he expected the suspect to be arraigned Saturday night. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says it's the worst tragedy any community can face. This is USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Game 6 in the NBA Eastern Conference semifinals in Milwaukee ended with 20 people hurt in 2 shootings near the Entertainment District where the Bucks-Celtics game took place. The first shooting involved 3 victims. A man is in custody for that one. 17 more were injured in the second shooting 2 hours later. 10 people were taken to custody and 9 guns were recovered. No word on if the 2 shootings are related. Lawsuits brought by the families of the Sandy Hook school shootings against conspiracy theorist Alex Jones appear ready to proceed. Companies owned by Jones, who had called the 2012 shooting a hoax, filed for bankruptcy a week before a Texas jury was to begin deciding on how much Jones should pay the families. It also delayed a lawsuit filed in Connecticut. Lawyers in the bankruptcy case say the families will be removed as creditors. However, a hearing on whether the bankruptcy should move forward is scheduled for later this month. Jones has since said that he believes that the shooting actually did occur, and it's not a hoax. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
A Mid-South nurse has learned her fate in a controversial criminal trial.
A former Tennessee nurse who accidentally killed a patient by giving them the wrong drug will not go to prison. A Nashville judge on Friday sentenced Redonda Vaught to 3 years of supervised probation. Vaught could have received up to 8 years in prison. While working at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in 2017, Vaught gave a 75-year-old woman a fatal dose of the wrong medication. She says her mistake haunts her every day.
Every time I see a Vanderbilt logo in Nashville around town, I think about her. I see a person wearing scrubs, and I think about her. I go to check my mail, and I think about her.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A bill that would have subjected Louisiana women to murder charges for having abortions was abruptly pulled. It happened as members of the State House voted to totally revamp the legislation by removing the criminal penalties. State Representative Danny McCormick, a Republican, received criticism from some stalwart abortion opponents and Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards. Edwards is a devout anti-abortion Catholic who said that he would have vetoed the bill, adding that prosecuting women for abortion is, quote, absurd. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 closed higher Friday, despite another losing week on Wall Street overall. Listen to us anywhere at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.